Is Dungeons & Dragons a board game or a documentary? Does the tick in Nike stand for, yes, aliens are real? All these questions you can find the answer to on This Paranormal Life. Welcome to the podcast. It is Tuesday. It is the most paranormal day of the week. And I am here joined by my co-host and paranormal pal, Kit Greer. How are you doing, Kit?
Have you slept?
Hell no.
Judging by those intro questions, have you slept?
I've learned not to sleep.
Oh.
Trained myself like a dog.
I mean, you normally don't sleep very much, but I feel like you've crossed over into somehow negative sleep.
Oh, yeah. People say, have you slept, Roy? And I say, woof, woof, woof. That's dog for f*** off.
Your knuckles are pretty hairy, now that I think about it. Your ears have slightly relocated to the top of your head.
If this is your first time listening to the podcast, basically every week we investigate a brand new paranormal case, tale, beast, and at the end we'll come to a conclusion as to whether or not it is true. Now, a lot of the time in these stories, we're looking backwards in time at something that has already happened,
right,
and investigating it retrospectively.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to do that this week. but
because
not...
science has not yet made it possible until today to research the future.
I've brought my team of scientists, all dogs. They're all dogs, Rory.
All in lab coats.
You know, just because they're Labradors doesn't mean they're smart. We're going to be looking back at a paranormal case that happened not so long ago. We're talking 1986.
Took way too long to find that on the page. It's like you didn't even know it.
And I think, Kit, you'll find this episode is very Genki.
Oh, f*** me.
Hopefully at the end of the episode, we'll end up with two heists.
So...
We're in Tokyo, Japan.
Okay. Just spit it out, will ya?
We're in Nihon. The city is alive. We're at a time of huge economical growth for the country. Technology, booming. Entertainment, thriving.
Whatever music you've already started playing, I just want to veto right now to just cut it off right now.
Right.
I want you to... Well, what I'm guessing is that you probably just played some really stereotypical music. So if you could just, from this point right here...
You think so little of me, sir.
If you could just insert some, like, actually, you know, contextual, modern, you know, music that represents the culture of Japan today.
Okay,
please.
Turning Japanese it is.
Wow.
By the Vapors.
Holy shit. Not Japanese.
They're turning Japanese. Listen to the f***ing lyrics. They're not Japanese now. They will be. So one day in Japan, a man named... I actually don't know what his name is. We'll call him Chad.
Holy shit.
Wait, this is Japan.
Chad-san.
We'll call him Chad-san Miyazaki.
Okay.
Is working for a big tissue company called Kleenex.
Okay.
We've heard of them.
Is that a Japanese company?
No.
I guess not.
They have Japanese headquarters.
They have international offices.
Exactly. Well, as I said, the economy is booming.
Yeah.
So the higher-ups call Chad-san Miyazaki and say,
hey, Chad, we want to shoot some Kleenex adverts for TV. Really show off the product. Get the people talking.
No one who works at Kleenex talks like that, just to make it clear.
They're worried because...
You know, people don't talk about tissues anymore. Chad, when did it become girly for men to cry? Because it really is a sensitive topic for me, Chad.
So Chad says, no problem, boss. You give me the time and all the money I need, and I'll make you three groundbreaking Kleenex adverts.
Okay, this checks out so far.
This guy is so beyond the norm. He's like super futuristic, cool,
okay,
art student,
right.
Filmmaker, you know. He's ready to make the most insane. Like,
yeah.
You know the Apple ad where they throw the TV through the big, like, 1984?
A cultural moment, you know. It's
exactly.
Like the Guinness ads. It's like, you know, the high watermark.
Like the Budweiser one where all those frogs are burping.
Yeah, or like, I don't know, Baby Wee Wee, that doll that needed to piss or something.
Those ads everyone remembers, you know, like, what's up? Real cultural, tasteful moments in television's history. So they allow it. They give him all the money, and he makes the adverts. He even managed to get a famous actress named Kiko Matsuzaka to appear in them. So after all that work, all that hard work, they shoot everything, mm-hmm, and it's finally time for the first advert to go live.
Okay.
being broadcast across the entire country. Everyone, including Chad Miyazaki's bosses, are excited to see how they turned out. Obviously, you pump a lot of money into these things, you want to make sure you're guaranteed a high-quality product. So the commercial starts, and there's this eerie song playing. As a strange woman wearing a toga offers a Kleenex tissue to a small, sad child painted orange.
Okay.
Dressed as a Japanese ogre.
Wow.
The song becomes increasingly creepy as the woman looks down at the baby monster. Eventually, she releases the Kleenex, and it sort of becomes sentient and floats away.
Huh.
It's maybe the worst advert ever created.
Right, it sounds
like it. I feel
like
I'm even bigging it up. It's difficult to kind of explain, okay. So I feel like we should just give it a watch and you can see for yourself.
Okay. Yeah, let's see it.
Like, bear in mind how much money
and
time was put into this.
We're talking Japan, middle of the 80s, you know, technology companies booming. Everyone's got their, you know, Japanese electronics or Japanese TVs or VCRs, all of that. The world can't get enough of Japanese produce.
Absolutely. So, you know, if you're going to make an ad for the television, that advert is going to be the forefront of...
the market leader.
Absolutely. So let's see what he came up with.
It's a fine day, people open windows, they leave their houses just for a short walk. They walk by the grass and they look at the grass, they look at the sky. It's going to be a fine night tonight, it's going to be a fine day tomorrow.
Kleenex tissue.
So... can we get some stills of this?
Stills of this now or like in the research notes?
Okay, well, I was going to say I just need to see this little boy again.
Okay, I can show you some of them now.
I need to see this ogre.
He kind of looks like a Willy Wonka Oompa Loompa.
He doesn't
like the orange
real.
With the green hair and the weird horn.
So for those listening at home, Roy described it pretty well. What we have here is... sort of, you know, like a young lady. She's dressed all in white, quite angelic looking. And are they sitting on like a haystack? Okay, there seems to be a sort of borderline hellish sunset background.
Yeah, like the world is on fire.
Yeah, a little bit. World's end.
Kleenex gonna clean that up.
There's what can only be described as the Japanese ogre.
You're right. There's really no way to dance around it.
He has scruffily blue hair, a kind of unicorn horn.
He's grumpy as shit.
He's very grumpy and bright red, very tiny.
And she's kind of trying to console him or something. I'm not entirely sure. You never really see his face, though. It's kind of really weird.
He's very creepy.
Yeah. So immediately... immediately after the advert aired, the television station and even Kleenex themselves start getting phone calls from viewers who are unconsolable.
Whoa.
Parents were petrified. Kids were crying. Eventually, it got so bad that the advert had to be pulled off the air.
Of course.
How do you f*** up so bad, Chad Miyazaki? You knew as well the guys were just going to be like, we're really excited to see the advert, you know, really a good idea to promote the family brand. bear in mind, you know, what we're looking for is friendly, all-inclusive, happy.
Say no more.
Just a positive vibe.
Yeah,
positive
vibe. Of course. And what do kids like more than, you know... mythical beasts.
Sorry?
No, just saying kids love fantasy things.
Right. You know, why are we both redneck?
Kids like, don't kids like ponies and unicorns and all of those things? So
right. Not all kids.
What I was thinking, well, my kids do.
All right. So names of your kids? Because I don't think you have them.
Shrek and Hobgoblin.
Fiona. Get out of my office. All right, that's fair.
Shrek and Fiona. The Shrek movies haven't been invented yet at this point.
I find it baffling how, I guess each was trying to break ground so hard that he just broke everything else.
Right.
Like it's too far in the one direction.
Yeah, so I see what you're saying. So this guy, you know, he was, like you say, he was like a arty type. He was a very creative leader in his field. And... you know, he was used to pulling off, you know, moonshots, taking fast and loose decisions, creative decisions
exactly.
That made him the man he was. But On this one, the vision went
south.
Yes.
I think that's fair to say.
Okay.
Because of its strange message and very limited runtime, rumors about the advert began to circulate.
They said, listen, we've got the Super Bowl halftime slot. You've got 2 minutes to play with. You know, we were thinking getting in someone, some charismatic actor, maybe to give some speech about, you know, something really emotive, tie it all together.
Right.
He ships this 14-second long horror show.
And then the rest is just black screen.
64 seconds of just, you know, that like multicolored lines.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're paying for that, by the way. That's out of the budget.
They're like, Chad, I really don't think you understood the brief. And he's just going, it's going to be a fine night tonight. Well, rumors, obviously, about the crew and the actors involved in the production start spreading.
Like, what? I can't.
Oh, did you hear? Do you know the cameraman was involved in a horrible car accident last week?
What?
Oh, I heard the director lost his job and had a breakdown.
Oh, my God. So this is after the thing came out, the terrible things that befell the crew.
Okay. Yeah. They even said that the child in the advert allegedly died instantly of a sudden organ failure.
What?
I don't know.
It's like in that, do you remember there's like a James Bond movie where they kill a woman, they kill one of the Bond girls by painting her entirely in gold?
Yeah.
So maybe this little kid, this little ogre, they didn't realize that paint was suffocating his pores.
It was like lead-based paint.
That's why the ad's so short. As soon as they,
that's all soon they hit
second 30, he just keeled over. They've blown all their budget.
One of the most ridiculous stories was that one of the cameramen died in a sauna.
This is so... I am so confused. There is no theme to these claims.
Yeah, I know. It's not really like...
Because they were
involved. It's not like the baby hunted them all down and killed them,
yes,
or something.
Yes, it wasn't like this was a real ogre or... what? So he died in a sauna. Okay, people can die in saunas, by the way.
Yeah. If anything, this makes it more realistic. Because it's not some like bullcrap, okay, like, oh, the ogre came and killed them all.
Right.
One of them just died in a sauna.
Yeah.
One of them had a heart attack.
Like, yeah.
One of them lost his job. Those are all very plausible things.
One of them stubbed his toe, I think.
Yeah. He didn't die. He's just really pissed off. The legend states, from producers to cameramen to gaffers, everyone remotely related to the commercial died or suffered accidents or other misfortune.
Holy shit.
This thing is cursed. Whatever they did to that little goblin, he's pissed about it.
Kleenex, they took that tissue money. And they...
The devil's money. Yeah. You know who buys tissues? Sinners. That's the main clientele.
Honest Joes don't need tissues.
I haven't cried a goddamn day in my life. You know why? Because I'm a saint.
People only cry over mistakes.
Yeah. I got a clean slate, baby. You think Jesus cried? Hell to the no. He was a beast.
You say you made no mistakes, but I mean, you have no mistakes written on your forehead, like tattooed on your forehead.
Exactly. And no regrets as a tramp stamp.
It's spelt wrong.
One of the most... Wait. Oh, yeah. So if all of those other rumors weren't bad enough, one of the other most dramatic ones was that the lead actress, Kiko Matsuzaka, gave birth to a baby.
Okay.
A demon baby! And was institutionalized before
what?
She died shortly after.
No, she didn't.
I'm telling you the legends, okay?
Okay, artistic license.
So technically it's true because it is a legend.
It's up to the bit where she had the baby. It's all true.
Right,
up
she had
to
a
her
baby.
Having the baby.
The baby, the demon baby. Be specific, please.
Okay.
Now I know what you're thinking. Sure, the advert might have been creepy, but is that really enough to get it pulled off the air?
Right.
I mean, that scared both of us. But would that be enough for you to phone a TV station and get it called off the air? It seems a bit overdramatic, right?
Yeah. There's definitely a sliding scale of like what it takes to get pulled off the air anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the 80s is pretty recent.
I'd say so, yeah.
I mean, is it possible that I know like back in the day, you know, whenever the original, was it like Nosferatu or Dracula? Oh, I'm so bad. I think it was the original Dracula whenever it was like first... aired and they had to give it like the British film classification. I think they banned it and they were like, this needs to never be seen by anyone ever again.
That's crazy.
You know, it's so, it will corrupt our children. It will, like, people will die of fright. I think that movie, if you went to rent it, is probably now like a PG or a 12.
Probably, yeah.
So it's like people's standards change over time. Is it possible that people were more easily freaked out?
Right, like the bar was a bit lower?
Yes.
Well, it turns out there's more to this creepy commercial than meets the eye.
Go on.
Let's go back to the night when the commercial first aired, all right?
Otherwise known as D-Day.
D-Day for tissue. The commercial goes live. It scares all the babies.
Right.
Suddenly, the station is getting called by the public. They're phoning up and they're saying,
Oh, I can't believe you would put this on the air. My children were in the room. Now they're crying.
Right.
And the other station's like, oh, we're sorry. We're talking to the producers now. We're sorting it out. Okay. We're sorry. And the viewers are going,
Why did you think it would be a good idea to put that horrible German song in the advert?
What?
We both heard it. There was no German song in that advert.
There was no German song, yeah.
The song in the advert was actually It's a Fine Day, which it wasn't, by a woman named Jane Lancaster.
Okay.
And it's in full English.
Fire
we heard.
Her.
Yeah.
Make sure she doesn't write any more songs, for sure.
But these phone calls kept coming in and coming. Tons of complaints about some horrible German song playing in the background.
What?
And everyone said they heard the same words saying, die, die, everyone is cursed and will be killed.
No, but those aren't German words. So the people that thought it was German, what? They spoke German? Shut up.
That's what the song said in German.
Right.
Now, the lyrics to the song, the Jane Lancaster
song...
Isn't die the
in German?
Is what? Sorry? What are you saying, Adolf?
I don't know what point you're trying to make by razzing me like this.
I'm getting defensive, obviously. The lyrics to It's a Fine Day are... Let me know if you hear, die, die, everyone is cursed and will be killed.
Okay.
It's a fine day. People open windows. They leave their house just for a short while. What? And none of that sounds like die, die.
No, none of it.
Right?
None of it is intelligible as that.
The only way viewers could have heard an old German curse song was if they had seen an entirely different commercial, right?
I guess.
What if they had, Kit?
What are you trying to say?
Well, what I'm trying to say is that there's another rumor about the cursed Kleenex advert. And it claims the advert changes depending on what time you watch it.
What? Okay.
So all those viewers that complained about hearing a creepy German curse folk song may have watched it at a later run date in the day.
Okay. So this is like Yanni or Laurel, but 80s Japan ogre style.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, did you hear Laurel or did you hear an old German curse song? It's like, oh, was the dress blue for you? Or did you see the face of your old great-grandfather wrapped in chains and blood?
I know. Hashtag team Yanni. Hashtag team die.
Die, everyone is cursed and will be killed. I really want to tweet from the account this week with the hashtag die, die, everyone is cursed and will be killed.
We'll have to do a poll. We'll do a poll.
That's got to put me on a list or something, right? Let's take a little break. What are your thoughts about this thing? We haven't really taken a time out.
I am more than bewildered. I'm spooked. This does not make much sense to me. I mean, there's definitely... I remember someone describing it to me a while ago, you know, that they had learned a little bit about advertising. And they were like, yeah, you know, sometimes these advertising agencies, they like to throw out something so left field that you will forever... associate that brand with that weird thing.
Right.
So, you know, and the example they gave at the time was a lot of our UK listeners might remember there was like an old Cadbury's advert with the gorilla playing Phil Collins on the drums.
Oh, yeah.
What did that have to do with chocolate?
That's a good point.
And the gorilla sits there immobile for most of the ad, and then he plays this funky drum fill.
He was medicated to shit. He was actually chained down to that bad boy for weeks on end. It was really sad if you knew the truth behind it.
It was very sad. Yeah. He was taken from a rainforest, actually. You know, that became such a crazy, like, culture. Well, I mean, it was a very boring period in history. It was very much pre-internet, pre-anything good. And that was all people had to talk about was, like,
the gorilla the playing drumming the drums.
Gorilla.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe that was a thing that they were trying to dream up something so weird that people would, it would get the people talking.
That's true.
And they might have gone too far and it got pulled.
I think
they... And everyone fired and died.
Yeah, in a sauna. I don't know how much the advert changes hour to hour, but the one thing that apparently that you do not want to do is watch this bad boy at midnight.
What happens at midnight?
Viewers who watched the advert around midnight were the ones who were really, really upset by it.
The guy was in the sauna chilling at midnight, took out his phone just to watch it one last time.
And his eyes melted in his head. Ironically, no Kleenex in sight to mop it up. Apparently, if you watch the advert at midnight, you run the risk of going insane.
Fine.
Moving on. Because you giggled at that, so I just get the feeling you ain't taking this shit seriously. So...
You've got a mountain of Kleenex, so I feel like you are thinking of taking this very seriously.
I'm thinking of taking
a giant stop clock and a mountain of Kleenex.
Well, so far, like a lot of our shows, it's just been legends and rumors. And I know what you're thinking, Kit. Evidence wa doko desu ka?
No one knows what that means.
Where's the evidence?
Okay.
In Nihon. Nihongo.
No one knows what Nihon is.
Well, one eager investigator decided to test the theory himself. It's not me. I realize I wrote that like it's me. It's not me.
One handsome, chiseled and devil.
one well-built, big-packaged investigator decided to take a break from kicking ass on the reg to test
and
out a
myth. And you can see him in theaters this summer. That's right. It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And yes, this is an advertisement, ladies and gentlemen.
Dwayne The Rock Hard Big Johnson. This investigator... We'll call him Dwayne. Why not?
Fine.
Filmed himself watching the advert at 11:59.
Really?
And then again, as soon as it hit midnight, to see if there was any difference.
That crazy bastard.
Right? That's a pretty ballsy thing. Knowing what happens to these people, like at the very least, you're going to be upset enough to call a telephone station.
Yes.
Or a television station. And I don't even want to be that angry. I like happy things.
I know. I've been very angry in my life. I've been like... What's the angriest you've ever been?
Angriest I've ever been, hands down, if I'm just like in a park, chilling,
right,
and I just see like a little boy,
like a child,
like a child,
I swear to God,
just run up and hug his dad or something.
I swear, bro.
I just boiling rage,
dude,
boiling rage, and I'll just find like the nearest like tree I can find and just wail on that bad boy.
Sometimes I'll find another little boy, take his like football. And straight up try and sock it at the kid and his dad. Hit two birds with one stone.
Just thinking about it now, like, makes me so pissed off. Do you have any trees around here? I'm getting really fired up. Because I also hate trees. Sometimes I don't even need the boy. I hate the trees as well. You know when you see, like, a little baby tree growing next to his dad tree? I hate that shit, man. That really, gets me fired up.
Because I just think, what does that tree got that I don't have?
Or, like, daddy bird like taking care of its young ones and stuff, like, oh, I just want to cook that chicken, man. I don't want to crack those eggs. It gets me fired up, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know if there's like a pattern or some shit. My therapist hasn't found it yet, and it's pretty damn expensive.
you just see like a duck being followed by all these like little ducklings. You're like, that little son of a bitch. It like, you see it feeding the little ducklings. You're like, oh, it's a mama duck. You're fine.
You're fine, I guess.
I don't have a problem with you. Move along.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. no deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Kit, when we bottle up our emotions, it can start to affect us negatively. Sometimes it's important that we get stuff off our chest.
Tell me about it. I found a UFO in the forest, and now this thing is attached to my chest.
Jesus, that's an alien. Mm-hmm. All right, I was speaking metaphorically about dealing with emotions and talking about our feelings by using services like BetterHelp.
I don't need to talk about my feelings. This thing can read my mind.
Therapy can be a great way to set boundaries and become the best version of yourself. With BetterHelp, you can get matched with a licensed therapist that suits your needs. It's online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
You're saying they can get things off my chest, like Zonktar here?
Don't give it a name.
Maybe me and Zonktar can sign up for BetterHelp together.
Give it a shot, and whatever it is, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/paranormallife today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/paranormallife. Well, as we said, one investigator took it into his own hands to test out the theory about watching the advert at midnight, to see if there was any difference. And what happens in this video, Kit, it might just blow your goddamn off.
You have the video?
I have the video.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
It's pretty disturbing. Let me see if I can bring it up. Oh, here we go.
It's the first result.
He's recorded this on a camera for authenticity's sake. You can see it. He shows the time on his phone, then watches the advert, shows the time again, crossover to midnight, plays the exact same advert again.
Okay.
You ready? So here we go. Here he is on YouTube. Same creepy ass advert we saw the first time. Still creepy.
This is, it becomes more strange every time you watch it, I feel.
Yeah. I definitely tell people to check this out on Patreon. We'll have all our research notes in there.
Yeah.
But no German curse song.
Yeah.
No die, die, die.
Very much in English, actually.
All right. Now he lowers the camera, and we'll see on his phone the time tick over to midnight.
Okay, we're just waiting. It's at 23:59, just a few seconds left. We're at midnight. We're in the danger zone.
This is the danger zone. Let's press play on this bad boy. Chill. Less chill. Very less chill.
Yeah.
Things are getting weird. Jesus Christ. A lot of distortion, color burn, glitching. Jesus Christ, look at her face.
So, sorry, I just had to recompose myself. That was fairly terrifying, ladies and gentlemen. What we just saw was not suitable for viewing of children.
I got chills.
Anyone?
And I've seen that before.
So basically, what happened there when the gentleman went to replay the video after the stroke of midnight was things very much broke down.
Not even discreetly.
No.
I mean, they went batshit crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what the technical term for that is.
Yeah.
A paranormal 10, I would say.
Yeah. There was definitely a ghost in his laptop at that point. Some sort of demon spoke through that video.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, as evidence goes, it's not the worst we've presented on this podcast before.
I was ready for that little ogre child to crawl through the screen ring style into our bedroom.
Yeah, we have to sock the little bastard, send him back in. Yeah, definitely not the worst evidence we brought on the podcast before.
Okay.
I mean, we did Roswell, and I provided a map that just had an X that said crash site on it.
And apparently that was enough for me. I don't know.
We both said yes.
I don't know what you slip in my glass of water before every episode, but Jesus Christ, I said it was real as shit.
It was Lombardi, actually.
Gentleman's choice.
Ah, yes. Lombardi, the drink of kings. It's very kings who will shortly be assassinated.
It's like King Arthur's sword. Or the Holy Grail from Indiana Jones, who is not true of heart, will be struck down by it.
Basically, every sip of Lombardi is like playing Russian roulette. Because even if you survive the last one, you don't know if you'll make it through this one.
Every time I have drank it on a podcast, I have had to take a 2 to 3 week course of antibiotics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's full of things that should not be inside a human body.
Yeah. They say that it's a good like 60% of it that isn't, you know, rubbing alcohol is some sort of like rainforest Amazon water.
Yeah. Yeah. Really dangerous stuff. Yeah. That has not been, you know, siphoned or anything. That is just straight up bottled and sent over here in very hot planes.
Yeah.
Very hot planes. They crank it in there. They think it kills the germs, but it creates more of like a safe environment for them to thrive.
Yeah.
Half the bottles have like Jumanji style overtaken the plane as it lands. It's a dangerous business, Lombardi. Well, like many of our cases, Kit, you know, we don't have a lot to go on. We have to make rash and bold decisions based on legends, truth, and rumors.
Much like the artistic director of this actual trailer.
Exactly.
We have to make rash, totally ridiculous, and wrong decisions often.
But for the first time in this paranormal life, we can come to our own conclusion by doing our own experiment.
What are you trying to say here?
I propose that we postpone the podcast until midnight tonight. We watch the Kleenex advert at 11:59, and as paranormal investigators, we will watch that son of a bitch at midnight, and if something paranormal happens, it is a yes. If nothing paranormal happens, it might still be a yes, brother. I'm easily convinced.
I am more than on board with this line of inquiry. Right. I think, you know, we spend the next hour or so just getting our wills together. At 11:58, we start saying our goodbyes to this world.
Absolutely.
And at 11:59, we hit play on version one.
I think we should do it. I keep a katana in my pillowcase at all times.
Wow.
And I will unsheath the bastard for this special event.
You are wearing full samurai garb.
Hi. So does.
Accent is so purr for how much money you've spent on all the accessories.
I've actually used a lot of Kleenex tissues today because I keep nicking myself with the sword because I haven't unsheathed it in a long time. I thought I bought like one of those, you know, the ones that you assassinate people with, the tiny blades?
Right.
But I actually got one of these boys.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I think that's a Final Fantasy cosplay sword. It's three times the size of
you. Is that why it's half gun? That makes a lot of sense. I didn't think that the ninjai had this type of equipment on the go.
Ninja.
Also, I got it at Comic-Con.
The guy told me it was 3,000 years old, but it's somehow still sharp as shit.
And was powered by friendship. So a lot of things are making sense now.
I don't think friendship was a very motivating factor of the samurai. I think it was actually honor.
That's why I was a little bit confused. So I guess we'll reconvene tonight at midnight and do our first on-site investigation.
This paranormal life first.
Should we film it? Maybe should we film it? In case something creepy happens? Probably. I think that'd be funny. It's probably worth filming.
We should light candles and shit.
Yeah, make it really spooky. Yeah, let's totally do that. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. We are minutes away from hitting midnight. Me and Kit have been preparing for this moment. We have two lit candles on the table. We have a bottle of wine in case a demon emerges and we have to seduce him.
Mm-hmm.
Kit has two knives for stabbing. I took the kettle to throw boiling hot water in his face.
That's right.
If he so appears.
Yeah.
Now, let's think about it. We don't know exactly what's going to happen when we watch this trailer at midnight. Is it just going to be a weird version of it? Are we going to hear a German curse song? Or are the gates of hell going to be ripped open?
It might be right here. I mean, we might be underprepared. I do not know. All I know is that we do have a couple of burner mobile phones here with, you know, the Paranormal Nation on speed dial. So those of you sitting at home right now, you may indeed receive a call. We just pray that you come to our aid.
And much like Batman being called into action, we do have a commune signal.
That's right.
Which is just a giant middle finger in the sky. For all the non-believers to f*** off, but also we really need your help. And right. You know what, if you could grab a couple of non-believers, because we need the numbers more than anything.
Turns out non-believers are strong, and they know how to fight. Turns out believers are weak.
Weak. And they just give the finger to people. Okay, so we're coming up to 11:59. We're going to play the advert normally, then after midnight we're gonna play it again and see what happens. Wish us luck. Remember, if we don't make it through this, to live long, die young, and investigate.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait, I got that wrong. That's wrong as well. Live fast, investigate, and die young.
Yes.
Remember us as the gods that we were.
Your true self shows in your final minutes.
Hashtag Brexit. Hashtag build the wall. Like, wow, he was actually a really horrible person.
We need to get...
Turns out the demons just came to bring him to hell. It had nothing to do with the video. I keep seeing myself in that mirror, and it's so scary.
That's it.
59. We're going
to
do it.
23:59. We are going to hit play on the first playback of the Kleenex ad.
It's a fine day, people open windows, they leave their houses just for a short while. They walk by the grass and they look at the grass, they look at the sky. It's going to be a fine night tonight, it's going to be a fine day tomorrow.
Kleenex tissue desu.
So far, okay.
That was fine,
I guess. Creeping up on the paranormal hour itself.
We're just about to hit midnight.
Midnight.
This is where everything changes, guys. Expect creepy German curse songs. Expect demons to fly into your ears via the headphones.
It could be. I am personally taking up arms at this moment.
We're here. We're here. Grab your knives. Grab your knives. We're going to do this. We're going to do this.
This is it.
Holy crap. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
It's a fine day. People open windows, they leave their houses just for a short while. They walk by the grass and they look at the grass, they look at the sky. It's going to be a fine night tonight, it's going to be a fine day tomorrow.
Kleenex tissue desu.
I think we can blow out the candles. I'm actually going to take off this crucifix as well.
Right.
Because it's heavy as hell.
Yeah, this Black Plague era bird mask is... I can't see shit, honestly. I was just going with you on that one.
So, as we said, this is the first time in the in our history of investigations on this podcast where we've been able to put the, you know, put the curse to the test.
Right.
And unfortunately...
Bring you that first-hand evidence.
It seems as if we may have come up empty-handed.
Yeah.
Now, as a precautionary measure, we did just film and vlog all of our preparations.
Right.
Setting up this experiment, which, if you remember, the Patreon will post a little video about picking weapons, our little training montage, and then filming the advert itself. Watching back that footage, we might see faces. We might see something we didn't notice before, maybe some glitching or some static.
Yeah, there could be something in the audio there, absolutely.
But I will say, I did not hear any creepy German curse songs.
No, to be specific, we did not hear the,
right.
What was it, die?
Die, die, everyone is cursed and will be killed.
Yeah, I feel like we would have heard that.
I mean, I think we'd notice, yeah.
Right.
They didn't just slip it in there. So if it comes down to whether or not that story of the cursed Kleenex advert is true or not, it's going to have to be a no for me, unfortunately.
A double no on that front, actually.
But hell, that was a blast.
Right.
I think, you know, this could become a real cool integrated part of these investigations. Live experiments. We need to start bringing in animals.
Humans. That's what I'm
thinking. Gene splicing. Yeah. You ever seen a man mixed with a rabbit? I call him Thumper.
And he's the guest on next week's podcast. Just thumping the mic for 90 minutes.
Can you imagine? I was just like, I'm Roy Powers. This is Kate Greer, my paranormal pal. And this is Thumper. Experiment gone wrong. How you doing today, Thumper?
Kill me.
All right. Today we're going to be talking about Roswell Part 3.
Okay, and we're about to take a live caller from our local police station.
All right, guys, I just want to tell you that what you're doing is completely illegal. And,
yes.
You cannot ignore the letters we are sending. We are going Thanks to for calling raid in. Your flat any day now.
Thank you, police
chief. Your days
James.
Are numbered.
I think when a cop says your days are numbered, you're in some real bad trouble there. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this episode of This Paranormal Life. If you want to get more out of the show or just support us in any way, we do have a Patreon where you can get some really cool rewards like bonus content, the research notes where we'll have this video and all the notes and research we've done for this episode. But then on top of that, if you give a little more, you're looking at t-shirts and even bonus episodes. We did a bonus episode just a couple days ago that went up this month. And here's a little clip for it right now if you're interested.
Well, that comment was passing over and everyone's like, wow, this is going to be such a momentous occasion. But Obama was in a jet rocket with the pilot's finger over the launch button, ready to take off and leave this planet behind.
Imagine what a bad look that had been if he really, like, at the last minute thought it was going to happen. He was like, oh, shit it all. Launch. And Air Force One turned vertical and shot into the sky.
It'd be so much funnier if there was no plan for re-entry. So it's like, as he's leaving, he's like looking back at Earth and seeing the comet miss, and he's like, ah, shit. Like, right when that happens, like the timing of the computer just going next destination Mars.
3 years, 2 months. Oh crap.
Oh shit.
I should have brought Michelle.
It's such an embarrassing like press conference you'd have to hold as well. It's like it's just like so Biden is now the president because in fear our president launched himself into space to save himself from an apocalypse that didn't happen.
So thank you so much guys for tuning into this episode. You know, we would usually do Patreon shout outs at the end of the episode. But it is legitimately midnight. Mm-hmm. And it took maybe 2.5 hours to set this up, mm-hmm. this little demon trap. And while we didn't catch a demon here, you know, we got to be sure.
That's right. We didn't get the specific Kleenex ogre, but
Christ knows what
God
else we summoned.
God knows what else is here.
Exactly. Unfortunately, we were at the Paranormal Commune now in the headquarters,
right,
which is a 37-floor building. Mm-hmm. We are at number 37. The rest are vacant currently, waiting for you guys, but we're gonna have to search them head to toe.
We are. And frankly, these demon fighting weapons are coming with us because there is a shit ton of squatters in this building and we need help getting rid of them.
Yeah. So if convincing ourselves that they are demons makes it easier for us to maim them, so be it. Unfortunately, I am afraid of the dark. I'm scared of bright light. So there's only a sliver of time in the day where I'm just brave enough to hit a homeless man. What am I talking about?
You wandering an abandoned building, wearing sunglasses, carrying a torch and a bat in the other hand.
So afraid.
That's your final form. 65 years old. Blind as shit.
So thank you so much for tuning into this episode. We will be back again next Tuesday with a new paranormal tale. Until then, as always, like us, remember to live fast, investigate, and die young. Praise Ra. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.